Chapter 20. What planet are you from? These devious aliens have inseminated some pernicious philosophies within the neo-theological and so-called New Age movements. We find, in many associated with this milieu, a belief that humans themselves are actually visitors to the Earth from other galaxies and planets. Now, as previously said herein, there are indeed beings here from other planets. But what are we to make of this growing group and its convictions that they are all from outer space? Are we to join with them and look to the heavens for our own origins? Is our original home out there somewhere? And is there enlightenment for humankind in this conjecture? Indeed, it seems, in these coteries, as though few wish to belong to this earth. Some New Agers and many of the intelligentsia are purveying the idea that mankind may have descended here from Sirius, the Pleiades, or elsewhere. This idea is especially attractive to those who have problems fitting in here on planet Earth. One finds relief and hope in stargazing, peering into the nether and aspiring. If the chance arose to shake off the dust of this habitat and ascend out into the abyss in a search for their true home, this desire is understandable given the relative horror of life here and predictable given the number of films produced that feature and promote this theme. But is there anything rational in it? Now, it so happens that the pages of the ancient scriptures and myths also mention the same aspiration, only it is not that of the human race, of any patriarch, or prophet. In the Bible and the ancient myths, one hears of Lucifer, or the dark angels, despising their sojourn in paradise or Eden and consumed with mania and false aspiration, eventually leaving or being cast out of their home into the abyss and banished as defilers and ingrates. Perhaps the reality is that today the ones who are spiritually despondent and filled with the sense of futility are actually the true children of the earth, while those who appear content and adjusted are from out there, transplanted centuries ago to exploit the earth and its indigenous inhabitants. These adjusted ones must be those who align with their alien DNA and who police those who have a problem with the present conditions of the planet. It is the fallen ones who seek to encourage their human slaves to think that they too have descended from the depths of space. The fact is, as the pagans have understood, that this earth is our one and only Garden of Eden. How is it that from this paradise one can look out to the nether and fantasize that home is somewhere out there? Only Satan and his whores and those they have deluded the world would do such a bizarre thing. These ancient stories are extremely pertinent to the condition of the present. Genesis means the genes of Isis. Isis is the queen of the earth, and we of the earth are her offspring, suffering from amnesia about our earth connection, convinced that the black void above is the real home we have lost. So our perception is in total reverse. Nothing measures the loss of reason more than the pervasiveness of this outlandish, incongruent notion. It is consistent only with the duped and controlled masses who are now psychologically identifying with the desires of the alien oppressors, instead of affirming with pride and love that they are children of this perfumed garden earth. No doubt there are millions here who have come from another galaxy or dimension and they are being looked after, and perhaps in the very depths of our origins, there is indeed a connection to some outer worlds, but this is not the same as the present wholly perfidious and reprehensible fixations, carefully crafted and implanted, that all discontents have their ancestry in the stars. Another dimension to this mania concerns the threat from outer space. Science fiction movies often have the destruction of the Earth or some impending threat from out there as a theme. Is it unreasonable to see something more than creative license in this? Even presidents get in on the game. If suddenly there was a threat to this world from some other species from another planet, we'd forget all the little local differences that we have between our two countries and we would find out once and for all that we really are all human beings on this earth, Ronald Reagan to Mikhail Gorbachev. And yet, I ask, is not an alien force already among us? There are only a handful of people who know the truth about this. Ronald Reagan to a full session of the United Nations September 21, 1987. The Serpent Masters, who visited our planet ages ago, arrived and took over without permission. They literally invaded our sovereign planet and interfered with the destiny and evolution of the native inhabitants while possessing no legal status, so to speak. Like many terrestrial illegal immigrants, these aliens had, and their progeny have, no love for the world they occupy. Their treatment of the earth tells us as much. Their plundering of nations, their decimation of indigenous peoples and their violation of nature, should be taken as ample evidence for their origins. The human victims of Earth must, therefore, remedy the injustices perpetrated against them by assertively taking back their power and exercising their birthrights as Earth citizens, men and women, as their own immigration officers, so to speak, have the right to bring to justice, and even expunge, those who have violated universal law, human sovereignty, and who have themselves no rights, status, jurisdiction or authority, the so-called controllers, or hidden masters, the secret chiefs, those descendants of the alien conquerors, whose influence and machinations have wrought untold horrors on Earth have absolutely no legal right to hold their offices, to pass their laws, to exercise command, to create wars, or to slaughter, impoverish, enslave, divide, and mislead mankind. They have no right to interfere, in any way, with the destiny and evolution of the Earth. Since they have appropriated these rights, they must be held totally accountable. Moreover, the Nephilim have not, as some scholars ludicrously assert, left this planet in the days of old. Therefore, they are not about to return to save us all from ourselves. They have never been away and they have brought the conditions that plague us. The Earth is considered nothing more than a prison to them, a place of internment which is almost unendurable. The destruction they engage in is done to satisfy their vast cravings and mollify their dark archons from other dimensions. The decadence, debauchery, and nihilism infecting everything today is sadly a replay of the past. Due to adroit historical tampering and befuddling by ecclesiastical clerics and priests, we have been prevented from either understanding or heeding the prophets of old. He increaseth the nations, and destroyeth them, he enlargeth the nations, and straighteneth them again, Job 12:23. He taketh away the heart of the chief of the people of the earth, and causeth them to wander in a wilderness where there is no way, Job 12:24. They grope in the dark without light, and him maketh to stagger like a drunken man, Job 12:25.